Hey, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Mimi and
V Brown
Show. Today's topic is about ugly bitches. Wait. Let me say it a nicer way. We're going to talk about why bitches are ugly. Is that nicer?
You know, I always tell my kid, you know, don't use the U word.
Ugly.
We say unattractive.
Okay.
Not so.
Okay, all right, okay. Let me... Rewind.
We're in the PC era, so...
Okay, rewind.
Yeah, we might be bullying and offending.
Here we go. We're going to talk about why bitches are so unattractive. Mm. Did I say it right?
Yeah. Oh. Well, you know, the old saying, beauty's... Skin deep.
That skin uglier than a motherfucker.
Ugly to the bone, bitch.
I'm sorry. Some bitches only got faces that a mother could love. I'm sorry.
Well,
it is what it is.
But the thing is, I don't think there... You might laugh hard as shit when I say this, but maybe there's no such thing as ugly. Because...
Ooh, goddamn blind.
All these ugly fucking ducklings walking around this goddamn street in Philadelphia.
Or ugly niggas with a girl.
Okay, you know what?
So people maybe there's no such stigma. Thing as ugly.
No, but people have this stigma. A lot of dudes talk to ugly bitches because they think they're not going to cheat, or they're just going to be there for them and do everything for them, this, that, and the other, vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. They cheat too.
But you know, that's really not always the reason.
What's the reason? They got a good heart?
For example,
fuck their heart. They ugly as shit.
No, I'm serious. Like, if I'm going over something with like a friend of mine, we looking at thought pictures on internet and shit, Instagram and everything. And you know, from time to time, one of my good friends, he'll send me something like, "Oh, look at this, look at this, look at that," and he and I don't have the same taste. I'm like, nigga, that looks like ET with a six pack and like a muscled ass chest. Take away the body, you got a troll. But then I'll send him something. He'll be like, "Why you always gotta send me these fat niggas?" I'm like, "Well, he might be fat, but look at that face. Look at that outline on that hair. My nigga is dressed.
He got edges."
Exactly. He's not looking at both corners of his eyes, like out the side of his head. His vision is set in the right direction. Well, you sent me this buff ass caca, motherfucker. I'm sorry. I'm going with the fat, handsome man who looks like he has goals and can see straight.
All them bitches are.
Can I say this about this? This is a true fact.
Mm-hmm.
About ugly girls. I'm only gonna speak for ugly girls because you know what I'm saying. That's when I look at girls. One thing I notice about ugly girls, 80% of ugly girls are ugly on the inside and out. Every time you go to the supermarket, this is no lie. Y'all can attest to this. You be behind a ugly bitch in line. And the lady said, "Oh, you can't get that with this coupon." Bitch, I don't get out. And then she'll get real nasty. Like,
yeah.
And an ugly girl favorite line is, "I don't give a fuck." That's their favorite line. Ugly girls, 80% are ugly on both ends.
From the inside.
They uglier than a motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't do that in life. You gotta be a little polite.
Ugly girls are more likely to come out with a scarf on their head 3 in the afternoon at Walmart.
Why
are you in Walmart with a fucking scarf on?
Just patting their motherfucking head.
With a nasty attitude, cursing at people for no reason.
Because she unattractive.
Unattractive with an unattractive attitude.
They make, you know, and this is another thing, they make surgeries and all this stuff. Like, Lil' Kim fucked herself up because she didn't realize she wasn't ugly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But see, when you ugly, you can do that. You can afford to fuck with your
experiment.
Face. You can afford to do that because you fucked up already. Like, what the fuck do you got to lose?
I'm done with this.
That is all the time we have today. Thank you for tuning in to Mimi and
B Brown
Show. See you next time.
Love, peace.